What's the function of the bracha that we recite following the Shema in the La'olam Mihei Adam section before the Karbanos? Most Ashkenazic Jews recited the bracha after the Shema, but the Rambam did not. Why are we reciting this bracha, which concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Eshimcha Barabim, who sanctifies your name in public? So the truth is, this whole section of La'olam Mihei Adam was created because of a time when we were not allowed to recite Kriyat Shema. There was an edict that we could not only could we not recite Kriyat Shema, but there were guards posted at the shul doors to make sure we would not say the line of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that God is one, because the king, the Babylonian king at the time, believed in a duality, two deities. So the Jewish faith was heresy from his perspective. And many Jews at that time risked their lives to recite Kriyat Shema. Lo'olam Yehei Adam Yirei Shemayim B'Seser. They feared God in private. U'mode ala emes v'dover emes b'lvavo. They admitted the truth, and they spoke the truth only in their heart. In those days when people recited Kriyat Shema, they were fulfilling the mitzvah of sanctifying Hashem's name. They were ready to die for Hashem, because the law said you couldn't recite Kriyat Shema, but they still were willing to die to recite this basic fundamental principle of faith, albeit in their homes. And at that point, they daven for a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to sanctify His name openly. And that's what the last paragraph following the Shema is all about. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Eshimcha Barabim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should sanctify His name in public. We should go from a time when there's persecution and we have to only be Yirei Shemayim B'Seser, to a time when we can have freedom and we can publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and His greatness to the whole world.